1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
I had mentioned earlier that I felt that John Walker was obviously not to be believed. He is the American Taliban who is in custody, is in the custody of the United States Marine Corps now, and made some comments about biological attacks here in the United States, that they were going to take place. And I just don't think the guy is credible. We have at least a couple of people who wanted to check in on that. And this is Bobby. Go ahead, Bobby.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
We enjoy listening to your program. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You said earlier that John Walker was not to be believed. I think you have to understand something. We had a homeowners association meeting where I live in West Hills, and we believe John Walker is very, very dangerous to millions of American women.
To American women?
Yes. And the reason is, this is something I don't think men know. John Walker is very, very attractive to a lot of women. The images that we have seen in recent days have found a lot of women, I think, thinking about this young man. And I think a lot of women are at risk.
The images that we've seen of John Walker? Yeah, there's a lot of things I could say about that guy. I would never consider him to be, are you saying sexually alluring?
Phil,
I mean, here's a guy whose picture has been in the paper. He's been coated in mud.
Phil, this is something I guess women are different from men. Women are not necessarily locked in on looks, although if you look at him, he is very handsome. Yes, he was coated in dirt, but this time of year when there are a lot of single women and very lonely women, women who really want to be held and want to be with someone, and the Christmas season amplifies those feelings, and here comes this sort of sullen, dirty, extremely exciting young warrior. He has the rock star looks.
Is this guy, I want to know, are you telling me that John Walker Lind, this Taliban American, is good looking?
Well, Phil, as I said, it's not about a look. With women, it's never just about looks. There is a seething internal anger about this young man. The dark eyes.
You're telling me that right now American women find this guy?
I'm saying that if we had the chance, I think he would. He just has the look of sexuality about him. He would mount and ride any woman until her ass gave out. And there is a raw and filthy.
Okay, if you could watch your language, because we're trying to.
I'm very sorry?
Just watch your language.
All right, I'm sorry, Phil. I'm just saying.
I mean, the whole line about riding a woman until her ass gives out, okay?
I'm very sorry.
Women are thinking about this.
Oh, my. You haven't heard women. They have taken to this young man in his very sincere and angry quest for truth that took him to the farthest reaches of the world. This is the very definition of romance, Phil. And
all right, Bobby, I just want to be clear. American women are at risk because they could be controlled by this guy?
Oh, absolutely, yes. He is very sexy. He is very sexy. There's a picture of him lying on his back with those very dark eyes, that very young and handsome face, the mouth slightly open, and there were three women at our Homeowners Association meeting, Mr. Hendry, myself, Janice Greeley, and Carol Hodson. We entered into the minutes of our Homeowners Association meeting that if we went horseback riding, and I can't even believe I said this, and my husband was there and other members, but if I went horseback riding on a Sunday afternoon, I would use his face as a saddle. And I said that...
Ma'am, we are...
No, Phil, I wanted that entered into the minutes of the meeting. And
Ma'am, all right. Okay, I got a couple of things going on here. The language and the choice of metaphors here about John Walker.
I am sorry for what I said, but the people don't understand. They didn't get it at the meeting, and the people aren't getting it now in your audience. The men don't get it. All the women in North America and Europe who have seen this young man's implosive and seething sexuality, he's dangerous. And thank God I am a strong woman. I have a strong marriage.
Well, that was my next question. Are you at risk? You just said you'd use his face as a saddle, which I can't believe is happening on my program.
Phil, I have a very good marriage, and I'm very strong. So, no, I'm not at risk. But many, many women are.
Well, this is a surprise to me. I look at that guy, and I see a wisp of a guy who's a metal case.
Show his picture to your wife.
Let me give our phone number out here, Bobby. 1-800-449-8686. This lady, along with others, have called to say that they find John Walker very, very attractive. Isn't this like the cult of personality that will spring up around some of these mental cases, like the Richard Ramirez's and the Charles Manson's?
No, this is much worse. This young man is not a killer. This young man is, in many ways, in the eyes of a lot of American women, a hero. And I think this comes from the fact...
A hero?
Well, because he went away to a far-off nation and sought his fortune. And I think the reason why women are attracted to a young man like this is because there are very few men in our society who are willing to do this. And I sent a telegram.
There are very few men in our society willing to go to Pakistan, become Muslims, and then get into the middle of a fight with the Taliban. There are very few men willing to be stupid.
There are very few men willing to risk it all for an adventure in a faraway land like Pakistan or some of the...
It's called Afghanistan.
Afghanistan, I'm sorry. I'll tell you what I did. I sent a telegram to President Bush. I have offered myself to John Walker. At that time...
Wait a minute. You're offering yourself to John Walker to have sex with him, right? Let me ask you something. You said...
Yes, I am.
You said that you're a strong woman, and you want to have sex with John Walker. Why? Because that means all the other women wouldn't need to have him?
I am offering myself to John Walker for sexual purposes, so yes, other American women are not put at risk. I feel if he has me, then he won't want any other woman.
Well, I mean, Ms. Dooley, with all due respect, I know you just called my show. I don't know how, what, you know...
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. This is Steve Dooley.
Is this your husband?
Yes, go ahead.
My wife's... she's very good in bed.
Do you agree with this? Would you allow your wife to have sex with John Walker?
We've talked about it. If it saved the women, I would.
If it saved the women of America, you'd allow your wife to have sex with John Walker?
My husband and I have spoken about this. It's very important, Phil, that you understand the American man is so unexciting these days to American women that when we see a John Walker, we see the sexual possibilities with his implosive, seething, and adventurous soul.
Can I make a comment?
Go ahead, Steve.
Go ahead, sir.
It was obviously my wife stuck a bowling ball through a straw.
I'm sorry.
Hold on, okay, please.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Andrea.
Okay, hold on. There's a lot of talk about sex, and I recognize that we don't have to be that graphic, all right?
I'm sorry.
I apologize, sir.
Our number is 1-800-449-8686. As this lady says, that John Walker, the American Taliban, is very sexually exciting to American women. John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. John?
This is Jim.
Oh, Jim, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I just comment to Mrs.
Mm-hmm.
Dooley.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is mm-hmm. not so much that this lady
mm-hmm.
and other ladies are being attracted to this man.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is for America that have women who feel this way about anything like this. This is a scary thought.
You know, I didn't think men would understand because American men rarely understand the heart of American women and our desire for men.
Well, I don't personally believe that you represent American women.
Well,
you represent a belief that you personally have. You do not represent all women.
I'm stuck a bowling ball through.
Hold on for a minute. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd ask Mr. Dooley to please be quiet and let this gentleman finish.
Well, I've been married for 35 years to the same woman,
mm-hmm,
and obviously
mm-hmm.
we don't have a relationship that
mm-hmm.
brings into context sexuality, because that is certainly not what turns a lot of women on. But
has your wife seen a picture of John Walker, the implosive, seething sexuality? This is a man who is very exciting looking. very exciting.
Well, you just got through. Wait a minute. You just got through saying that you just don't look at the looks. Now you're saying it's sexuality. So
kind of
being hypocritical here.
Well, Jim, sex is not just about looks for women. It's the whole package. And I think your wife would love to have John Walker.
Saddle.
All right, we don't need any more references to saddles.
I think we got two sick puppies on the line here.
My wife, bowling ball through a straw.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. All right, the sexual references.
Well, Phil, what I am trying to say is that American women find John Walker to be sexually exciting.
Yeah, but the sucking a bowling ball through a straw, okay?
I apologize for that.
I'm sorry, sir. So that man didn't get it.
Well, that man didn't understand that sex for women isn't just about looks.
No, I know. I've heard that said many, many times, and I get that. I get that. Let's go to another call. Jenny, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Go right ahead, ma'am.
Yes, I'm an American woman, and I'm completely offended by this person. She is obviously insane. Mrs. Whatever your name is, how dare you say what American women like sexually or otherwise? I mean, I would venture to say that the majority of women find this man repulsive. And if you think that a hairy, non-bathed man would be attractive to anybody, that just points out what kind of person you are. And to say that he's attractive to American women, don't generalize.
Beauty and the Beast, Jenny. You know the story of Beauty and the Beast. We love a rough, untamed man.
Excuse me, that is not rough and untamed.
Smells.
He is psychotic.
We love a man who stinks.
We love a man. Oh,
I
can't believe that they're letting you on the air. You're disgusting. You're disgusting. You are no representation of what an American woman is.
Excuse me, I'm an American woman.
You are just as disgusting as he is.
Oh, I am, because
as an American,
speaking the truth.
As a woman.
Because I'm speaking
as a human being.
I mean,
being.
Isn't this stuff kind of traitorous? Isn't this kind of traitorous, Bobby?
I love my country, and I
would love your country.
I would ask you.
You don't love your country. You don't love being a woman. You don't love being a human being. You are disgusting.
How dare you say that you
represent the female women?
I represent all honest women. Not
all
you, Jenny, but all
women.
Honest women.
You
represent
all sick
women. All women,
women
who want to tell the truth. That John Walker is a very, very exciting-looking man.
Well, he's exciting to you, and that just
and
points out
this.
The kind of sick human
and
being that you could possibly be.
I would like
you know,
to say
I feel ashamed for you, your family, God forbid you have any kids, because you're sick.
You know something what I find really appalling, that you're not honest enough to say that you would use his face as a bar stool any day.
So, you know, just your remarks show the kind of person that you are. You would not reach an American woman's ankle. That's how low you are. Okay?
I am trying to save the women of America, and I can't believe how selfish you are. That there are women out there. So you have never fantasized about making love to a rough and filthy animal.
You know, my fantasies are my fantasies. But making love, let me tell you, my fantasies have never included making love to a filthy animal.
You've never fantasized. You've never fantasized about making it with a biker?
No, and I'm not going to talk to you about my fantasies. I have given my opinion.
But
you do not represent American women. You do not represent honest women. You do not represent Americans. You do not represent
how
the human race
you?
Or any
how
kind of
woman.
How
dare you say what I
no,
represent?
No, how dare you? Well, how dare
family,
you say what
my
we represent?
How dare you
say what we represent?
You are lying
you
to
are
America.
Disgusting.
I think
thank
you're
you, Phil, for this opportunity to confront this obvious
up.
Other
thank
animal.
Thank you for not having the courage.
And thank you. I
thank
cannot
you for
speak
being,
to another person like
I
this.
I think you're very, very, don't have any courage. Oh, my God.
Well, she's hung up. What was the point you wanted to make?
The point that I wanted to make is I'm sure that Jenny, wherever you are right now, Jenny, never fantasized about making hot sex with a biker or a riveter or a construction worker. I married Steve, a wildly successful landscape architect. He works with his hands and he works outdoors. Maybe that's why I would never fall under the spell of John Walker, because I have my John Walker. Steve?
We have a great sex.
All right, I understand about your sex, guys. Hold on for a minute. This woman calls and says that John Walker puts millions of American women at risk because, in point of fact, he is a very dark, alluring, and sexy-looking animal, and could create a cult of personality around himself and put American women at risk. Most American women would like to make love to John Walker, according to her. Hold on, Bobby and your husband, Steve. I'm Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. We'll be back on The Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby is with me, a caller from West Hills who believes that John Walker, the American Taliban, is very sexually exciting and alluring to American women, something that men don't get. You have offered to have sex with him so as to satisfy him so that he doesn't go after other American women. Let me ask you something. This is a guy who is a dirty 20-year-old boy who may have mental problems. You understand that, don't you?
Phil, what I think is that you and other American men think that John is mentally deranged. I think he's dangerous. I don't think he's mentally deranged.
And well, what is this you offering to have sex with him?
I am a certified Red Cross volunteer. And through the auspices and aides of the United Nations, I can have sex with him. And in so doing, allow other women to experience. American women are very tightly organized that way. It's almost as if one of us were to have an orgasm, we all can.
I don't know anything about what you're saying. All I'm hearing you say is that there are a lot of American women out there that want to have sex with John Walker, but you're the one who ought to do it.
Phil,
What if there's a woman closer, like a woman on the East Coast, a woman in Afghanistan, closer to John Walker, could do the job?
No. You're welcome to try and find her, but I get a lot of very graphically vulgar comments from the bag boys at Vaughn's, the maintenance men in the community. I mean graphically vulgar and obscene comments. So they know what I got.
They know what my wife got.
I can't talk to your husband.
I'm sorry.
1-800-449-8686. Liz, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. Liz?
Oh, hi, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, ma'am.
You were talking to me.
Go ahead.
I can't believe this woman. I can't believe this woman that has the nerve to say that she's representing American women. Bull nothing. Bull nothing. What planet did you come from?
This
guy is a treasonous, treacherous liar. He has
since
no concept
when
of
do
God,
American women
country,
understand
or
treason.
Family. He's betrayed everything that
since
that we stand
do American
for.
Women
and
even
American
understand
women
treason.
Are very resourceful and we are very strong. And we certainly don't need someone who is so filthy and so lacking in morals that he has to turn against anything.
Well,
fact of the matter,
I'd love to be able to say something, Mr. Hendry.
Go ahead.
Since when do American women understand what treason is? I mean, we don't.
What
really,
treason is?
We're really
your
not
country.
Into politics. We're not into politics.
Well, you might not be into politics.
Well, you're very right. Well,
but,
if you,
you
are,
know, a lot of women
all of
are.
My
yes,
friends
I am.
Are not.
I am very active in politics.
My friends
and
are not.
Treason is any act that betrays your country and your flag.
How
and he has
having,
done that.
Liz, how is using his face as a bicycle seat treason?
That's disgusting.
Oh,
and that's
God.
You should be ashamed of a
Why?
Thing on radio.
Well, you know what
if
I'm
you,
talking about. You
know. I know what you're talking about, and it's filth. And he's filthy, and he should be put up like they used to do in the Foreign Legion. Stand him up to the stake and ready, aim, and fire.
You're,
that's
you're,
all that he deserves.
You're excited by
and
him, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You're excited by him, aren't you?
Disgusting.
No, you're excited
I'm
by
annoyed.
Him.
I'm annoyed that you have the gall to stand up there and say that you represent American women, and you want to save us. We don't need any saving from you, honey. We can do it all on our own.
Yeah,
and
you,
we don't
you'd use his face
in
a fuzzy bicycle seat.
Would you get your husband off the phone, please?
And he should be. He's just as bad as you are, putting you up like that. What? No wonder you get comments from the men in Bonds and all the other supermarkets. Who knows what the heck you look like and what passes you make at other men? You have no respect for your. yourself, no respect for your husband, no respect for your country.
I think you think John Walker is exciting.
I think that he is a scumbag.
That you would
I think love that he is a scumbag.
To have
that's
him
no
stand you upside
be shot.
Down.
He doesn't deserve a
all right.
trial.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Got a controversy here about John Walker being sexy. The Phil Henry Show. All right, we're going to finish out our conversation with Bobby and Steve Dooley, members of a homeowners association who believe, and you entered this into the meeting minutes, who believe that John Walker is so sexy, so alluring, and so absolutely attractive to American women, he is a threat.
Well, Phil, I don't think he's just a threat. I think that John is trying to warn us. He is trying to tell us that there could be a biological attack. He is saying...
John, it's not John Walker. It's not Walker. It's John who's trying to warn us?
Well, he did say about biological attack.
The guy's a psycho case who heard some bullcrap around a campfire with other Taliban guys. And all of it's baloney, and none of it is, come on, guys.
Well, Phil, I think that John...
And what's this John?
What's wrong with calling a man by his first name?
There's nothing wrong with calling a man by his first name. This guy is, as you've just heard many of these women calling, saying that he's a traitor.
Well, these are American women who refuse to face their own nature, a nature that would become very unbridled, a nature that would become almost like a wild animal. Were they in the same room with John and his raw, implosive sexuality, molten, implosive sexuality? Now, his face... and a saddle.
Will you please stop that?
I'm sorry.
Well, you keep going down that road. His face in a saddle. His face is a bicycle seat.
Barstool.
Yeah, she said barstool too. Here is Barbara on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Barbara.
Bobby, I have to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you the same person?
Sue on the Phil Henry Show. Sue?
Yes, hi. I just have one comment to make to this, Mrs. Dooley.
Yes.
You have obviously run out of your medication, and you need to get in the car and go get a refill on your
Paxlovid. I'm honest about what you're thinking.
I'm
honest about you going in a bathroom with this picture.
Explain this to me.
A bathroom with his picture.
How in the name of God do you go from... Will you be quiet and let me talk? I've listened to your ranting for the last 15 minutes.
My ranting? I'm not screaming. I'm talking very calmly.
No, ranting. Mm-hmm. Ranting doesn't mean screaming. It means ranting.
No, ranting means screaming.
Oh, well, whatever, okay.
You're going on and on. Well, let me get to my point.
It means screaming, and I wasn't
ranting. All right, let me get to my point.
Okay, but
are you going to let me talk?
No, I'm going to let you talk, but what is ranting?
All right, where in the name of God
do you... What is ranting?
I'm not... That's not even the point here.
No, you had it wrong, and you won't be big enough to admit you were wrong.
Oh, okay. I'm wrong. You were right. Is that okay?
See? I told you.
All right.
I told you.
Would you shut up, Bobby, and let the lady talk?
Did I tell
her?
Yes, you told her, okay?
Oh, my God.
I was going to write about ranting. You had it wrong.
Would you go ahead, please, Sue?
Okay.
But I was right about ranting, wasn't I?
Where is the correlation? Where is the correlation between what is going on in this country and Afghanistan? And you, where do you even tie in having sex with this man? Where did you come from? What kind of lunatic are you?
Women want to feel John Walker's nose.
I love rough men too, lady.
That's
but
right.
That has nothing to do with this man being a terrorist.
You know as much
wacko.
As I do that women want to have sex with a biker.
What the hell does that have to do with John Walker? Is he riding a bike around Afghanistan?
John Walker is a rough, very implosive.
So?
He ran off to Afghanistan and did things that American men don't have the guts to do.
So my brother, who's in the freaking Navy, doesn't have any guts.
Oh, the
He's
Navy.
Protecting your sorry ass, lady.
But the last time I checked, the ocean isn't in Afghanistan. The ocean
Oh, now
is
where
in the
hell do you think our troops are coming from? They're coming off of the ships that are taking them over there, you wacko.
He's never been to Afghanistan, though.
Your husband, your husband or your brother?
My brother
is sitting on a ship.
Your sorry
he's
ass.
Sitting on a ship eating steak and eggs. He's not in Afghanistan.
Sure he is.
And
sure
John
he is,
Walker,
lady.
John Walker was with a gun and everything.
He had
a gun. You know what you need to do? Here's what you need to do. You need to go to an airline.
By the way, I'm sorry. When I said, is it your brother or your husband? I meant to say your brother is
there.
Your husband.
You're psycho.
I'm psycho because I'm saying what you're thinking, that you'd like to go into the bathroom with a picture.
Don't talk for me.
Oh, how many times do you go into the bathroom with a shampoo bottle after you see his picture, huh?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sue,
you and your husband are both whack jobs.
Listen to this. Because I think this speaks for you, Lenore, and everyone.
Go ahead.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train.
Wait a minute. What is this?
Oh, you laugh? Wait a minute. Are you laughing?
You need your facts all, okay? You're obviously...
You know what you need? You need a good stiff...
All right, watch it.
Lady, I'm married and I have a very good sex life. I don't need to daydream about other men.
You think you have a good sex life.
You obviously do.
You have a good sex life until you park it on John Walker's...
All right.
Okay. Well,
I'm holding John Walker's hand in mine.
Freedom
is just another word for nothing left to lose.
John Walker.
You're loving it.
It ain't free. Oh, using John's face for a bicycle seat.
God.
Okay.
Now, why are you loving
enough is good enough for me. Good enough for me and John Walker McGee.
Oh, my God.
That's really great.
Oh, you need to sit on John's face and feel the touch.
All right, okay, that's fine. This is the... Where's this music coming from, anyway?
John and I were on a bus.
Yeah, you and John on a bus.
I'm John Walker McGee.
This is the Phil...
Me and John Walker.
This is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.